AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Corny rebounds near its 52-week high, but the move still lacks a volume reset. GLW gained 8.8% in the latest week and remains in a long-running active trend. Yet participation stayed below its 13-week average, and short-term activity pressure has cooled. Research brief. Corning Incorporated closed at $194.9 on 19 June, up 8.8% for the week, and positioned at 89.8% of its 52-week range. The weekly trend signal remains active after 51 active weeks, with price 43.4% above the ShareMaestro trend line. The evidence is constructive but not one-sided. Volume was 0.9x the 13-week average. Activity pressure has fallen 46.0% over 4 weeks, and the stock trades 218.0% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. GLW rose 8.8% for the week, outperforming the U.S. technology average of 1.1% and the U.S. electronic components average of 1.9%. 2. The close of $194.9 sits 7.8% below the 52-week high of $211.5 and 43.4% above the weekly trend line at $135.9. The trend backdrop is active. Market dynamics and relative strength are positive, and the expectancy model reads positive at 61.47%. 4. Volume reached 56.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 62.0 million, but above the 52-week average of 44.2 million. 5. Risk evidence includes elevated 13-week volatility of 8.1% versus a 52-week base of 6.5%, plus 11 recent reversal markers. Weekly price action. Corning's 8.8% advance restored momentum after a flat 4-week stretch, lifting the stock to $194.9 and back to 89.8% of its 52-week range. The latest close remains 7.8% below the $211.5 high, so this is a near-high recovery rather than a clean breakout. Longer-term returns still dominate the picture. GLW is up 42.7% over 12 weeks, 122.6% over 26 weeks, and 290.9% over 52 weeks. The ShareMaestro setup signature remains a continuation profile. Price is 43.4% above the weekly trend line at $135.9, with the trend backdrop active for 51 of the past 52 weeks, or 98.1% trend breadth. That is strong regime evidence, although the distance from trend also raises the bar for fresh confirmation. Sector and industry context. Within U.S. technology, GLW ranked 15th for the week among 100 tracked names and sits in the 86th percentile across 735 U.S. technology peers by relative performance. The stock beat the sector's 1.1% average weekly return, but its 12-week gain of 42.7% lagged the sector average of 53.8%. Reflecting a market where the strongest advances have clustered in higher beta semiconductor and storage names such as Western Digital, Micron, and Marvell. The electronic components group was also supportive, with average weekly performance of 1.9%, trend breadth at 63.0%, positive market dynamics breadth at 84.8%, and positive relative strength breadth at 58.7%. GLW ranked 7th of 46 industry constituents for the week, though only 31st on a 4-week basis, underscoring how the latest move improved the tape after a period of consolidation, rather than confirming uninterrupted short-term leadership. Momentum, signals, and volume. The signal state remains constructive but measured. Trend is active, market dynamics are positive, relative strength is positive, and the expectancy model stands at 61.47%. Activity pressure reads 0.77, still positive, but it has declined 46.0% over 4 weeks. Relative leadership is also positive at 64.51, but down 17.5% over the same period,
which suggests the stock is participating well without accelerating as sharply as it did in May.
Volume is the main confirmation gap. Latest turnover was 56.5 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week average of 62.0 million, though still 1.3x the 52-week average of 44.2 million. Earlier upside weeks in May traded as high as 94.7 million and 89.1 million shares, so the latest 8.8% gain did not come with the same participation intensity. Valuation distance, risk, and what to watch. The valuation read is stretched on ShareMaestro measures.
GLW trades 218.0% above fair value at 61.30, which can reflect persistent premium demand, but also leaves less margin for disappointment if momentum fades. Recent volatility is elevated at 8.1% over 13 weeks versus a 6.5% 52-week base, and the tape includes 11 reversal markers. The risk profile is not purely negative. The stock has logged 36 upside weeks against 16 downside weeks over the past year, with average gains of 6.0% versus average losses of 4.2%. The next evidence points are whether activity pressure stabilizes after its four-week decline, whether volume can lift above 1.5 times on the next directional move, and whether price can challenge the 211.5 high without losing the weekly trend line as the key regime level. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.